Friday afternoon, representatives of the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund and the authors of a petition demanding the provincial government honor the treaty met outside of Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli's office in downtown North Bay to present him with the document. About 40 people were in attendance, including Amanda Defferg, who drafted the petition last October, and since then, has garnered over 5,000 signatures. Others were involved as well in creating the petition, she said, noting the idea was inspired by a school project, essentially, while taking a class taught by Elizabeth Carlson Manathara at Sudbury's Laurentian University. Obviously, it gained a lot of traction, Defferg said, and I'm really proud as to what it became. The petition asks the government to honor the Robinson-Huron Treaty, she said, adding, the indigenous populations in our communities deserve what they deserve. Our oppressive governments took everything away from them, so they need to start treating them properly. It is calling on the government of Ontario to stop fighting the First Nations in court, Carlson Manathara added, speaking of the petition's aim. And to stop their approach of litigating and appealing decisions that have been made in favor of the First Nations, Carlson Manathara said. The goal being to stop government from spending taxpayer money to fight First Nations in court. When Carlson Manathara and her students at Laurentian heard about how this treaty was being broken, they wanted to do something about it, said Catherine Merton Store, a history professor at Nipissing University. So that's why we're here, Merton Store told the crowd, they're going to deliver that petition to Mr. Fedeli. Fedeli was not available to receive the petition, although one of his staff members was there to accept the document. Nipissing First Nations Chief, Scott McLeod, was pleased to share the news issued by the Ontario Court of Appeal earlier today. The court's decision rejects many of the issues raised by the Government of Ontario, and the judgment states we unanimously reject the majority of arguments raised on appeal. We dismiss Ontario's appeal from Stage 2 proceedings in its entirety, he continued, speaking of the court's decision. He mentioned the court's decision is 300 pages, and now, the legal team is doing a thorough review to understand the nuances and implications for the future. A press conference is scheduled for next Tuesday to provide further information about the decision and the next steps. The Robinson-Huron Treaty representatives will be able to provide more information about the court's judgment at that time, Chief McLeod said. We believe today's decision is a step towards justice, he said, adding that the quickest path to justice and reconciliation is for the Government of Ontario to negotiate with the Robinson-Huron Treaty Nations and Canada to achieve a settlement. And if I was able to stand today beside my friend, Vic, who is unable to be here, I would tell him that relationships are fostered through honor, not through litigation.